The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
This is pretty straightforward. I can see the issue this guy has. It's from a lad, and he says, "Hi, Beat Breakfast.
Hello.
One of my best friends has been chatting to this bird on Twitter. Oh, sorry, on Tinder from Galway for a few weeks, and has decided he's going to go and meet her next weekend.
Oh, no. Grand. Okay.
He's asked me to go with him for a bit of moral support, which I was considering until he dropped a bombshell this week. This one has a friend, so she wants to do a double date.
All right.
Now, lads, I absolutely despise blind dates. I like to know I have something in common with a girl and she's not a loser before spending a few hours in her company. Also, he's asked for a pic of the friend, but she didn't send one and said it would be a surprise.
Oh, no.
This could be terrible. I'm very torn. Should I go on the adventure and give my mate the wingman support? At the same time, he's going to be completely caught up in his date and I could be on the date from hell. What should I do?
Go on. You want to see what she looks like and you want to see if she's a person that you could potentially like.
Yeah, you want to see her from your own couch before you go halfway across the country.
I know, yeah, that would be sending off warning bells in my head. Like, why is she not sending the picture? Mm. And is there no way you can like even scan through a few of her friends on Facebook to see what you potentially might have to deal with?
Yeah.
You know?
Do you know her name? Can you find her friends list? Yeah.
But I would be asking a lot more questions. He's asking you to go all the way to Galway.
Yeah.
Like, at least a picture. But like, look, life is about living. It's about an adventure. It's about taking risks.
Okay,
what's the worst that could happen?
The other side of that, life's too short to spend 4 hours on a date from hell with someone you've never seen before. Yeah. And who could be awful?
That's after 4 hours.
We've done worse things in 4 hours. Come on. There's things we've done. If you've watched 2 bad movies in your life, that's 4 hours. Like, the least you could, like, yeah. It depends on you as well. You can lead that conversation. If she's boring, just you be the exciting one.
No. Vinny, would you go?
No, it takes 4 hours.
You wouldn't go?
It takes 4 hours to drive to Galway for starters, and then another 4 hours on the date, another 4 hours to get back. I mean, that's 12 hours. I mean, life is too short. No, without even knowing a thing about, not even what she looks like. You don't have a name, you don't have a, you don't have any details, except for she's single and she's just tagging along on this date.
Yeah.
Like, she is your one's wing woman as well. I mean, she's probably I don't know if she's probably dreading it as much as you are. She's probably all into it.
Probably dreading it too. Well, probably just like, oh, I'm doing this for you. She could be the hottest girl you've ever seen.
And she could be.
And you know what has happened?
It's unlikely.
It's unlikely, but she could be.
But she's probably used to guys just going for her just because of her looks. And now she wants to try something new. She wants to go in there blind. You don't know what she looks
like. That might be true. Or also, she could not have a hope in hell of getting a date ever. And this is her only option. Not to send her photo.
To be honest, this could be the biggest conspiracy of all time just to get her a date.
That could be possible. But let's think positive here. Let's think in the way that you might potentially find your next wife.
Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. This is pretty straightforward. Would you go and support your friend and take this date, whatever it might be out? Or do you think, I mean, I get where he's saying he despises blind dates. I get that. I understand that. It's an awful thing when you know nothing.
Yeah.
And you're fearful as to what you're going to kind of end up with.
Yeah.
But would you go?
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890-715-102 or text 085-1029-103.
Beat 102-103. It's 8:40. You're with the Beat Breakfast crew and we're looking for your quick thoughts on the dilemma. More people veering towards going at the moment on the text line and going on this adventure. I suppose it does depend on whether you're somebody who's just up for let's do this or whether you're a little bit more cautious. 085-102-9103. We'll get some reaction next.
Beat Breakfast. For mornings on the go, make it a McDonald's breakfast.
Beat 102-103.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
So, wingman dilemma this morning. A guy in touch with us, his friend, has met a girl on Tinder from Galway. He's going to meet her next weekend and he wants him to come, but not just to come with him. The friend has a friend and they want to do a double date, but she won't send a picture. And he's somebody who's a little bit cautious, a little bit nervous around blind dates, he says, because I suppose you never know who you're going to meet. Yeah. Let's read a couple of the texts to start with. Peter and Tip says he asked her for the crack. It's not as if he has to marry the girl.
True.
It could be a great laugh. It could be a funny story. Remember the time you set me up at your one and Cilla Bang wouldn't shift her? Me and my mates still laugh about our wingman stories from years ago.
Yeah.
Bang wouldn't shift her. That's
but it's
a good
one. Experience, yeah.
Another one here. He should go on the date. He thinks a lot of himself. He does.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he thinks a lot of himself, but like, you know, people have their little foibles. Like, you could, people get very anxious about stuff like this. You don't know, you're not in control of the situation here. You don't know who's going to turn up on the date. I mean,
I don't think there's anything wrong with him being a little bit cautious either. It's an unnatural thing to just be meeting a complete stranger that you've never seen, you've never spoken to. It is strange, but I do think it's a thing that you should try at least once in your life. Get out of your comfort zone.
And Ray says he was considering going along with no potential for a date for himself, so why would he not go when there is potential for him to have the crack too? The chances are, the chances that she's ugly are equal to the chances he is too. They're both being recruited as support acts to tell him to wind his neck in and go along for the buzz. If he has fun, great. If he doesn't, so what? Galway's a cracking place anyway, says Ray.
But there's more pressure on him as a wingman now. You see, if he was going just with no date in prospect, there's no pressure on him. He's only going for the crack. He'll have a few drinks and head off in his own time if that needs be. But now he has to entertain for the night.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Hi, Tamsin, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
Good, thanks. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
Sometimes, if you're a good friend, you have to be the wingman for your friend.
You gotta do it.
You gotta do it. And he doesn't state what kind of relationship that he has with him, but he just has to do it. And it's not like he has to go and shift her.
That's true. There's no contract, there's no legally binding clause.
No, you know, and it's just, as you said, and it's an experience, just something to do for him to learn in how to interact with people.
Okay.
Even if she's a bit plain or not to his taste, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I've been on plenty of dates where nothing went beyond the date itself. And sure, I've ended a date with good luck, Phil.
Yeah. Nice meeting you.
Yeah.
Would you like to know anything about this person before you went on the date, though? What's your feeling about a blind date in general?
See, I'm. Well, we've talked many times before, and because I'm American, I'm used to the whole dating thing.
Yeah, you're better at it.
And I can talk to anyone if need be. So I can generally you can find something where you can kind of hone in and talk about. In that aspect, I'm okay. For me.
Yeah, the chances of this guy going on the blind date and not fancying whoever the blind date is high. But the chances of him going and not being able to, you know, spend a few hours in that person's company surely is pretty slim. She'd want to be kind of an awful kind of a character, not to be able to find her, you know.
And I mean, those people are so few where they're just like, you know. Boring as a blank.
Maybe it's this guy's problem if it doesn't work. Yeah.
So he may not have the confidence issue. He may have a confidence issue in regards to putting himself out there and interacting with females that he's not.
He doesn't know.
Too true.
Okay, so Samson, be the wingman, you're saying?
Yep.
Okay, well said. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.